We next talk with Brenna Haley, who is the farmer's market assistant here in Troy. Of course, the Troy Farmer's Market is well known throughout the country, even. I know it won an award, I believe, last year. But this Sunday is the fourth and last, unfortunately, of a special Sunday holiday market. So what's so special about this holiday market?
Well, this is our first year doing it. The Troy Waterfront Farmers Market teamed up with the Troy Business Improvement District to team up to create this little Troy holiday market. During the Victorian Stroll, which is usually the beginning of December, the Troy Atrium hosted a little craft fair. But it was only one day, and just during the Victorian Stroll. So they decided, whoever, you know, organized the little craft fair in the atrium decided they didn't want to do it anymore. So we decided to take it over and create this Troy Holiday Market. We wanted it to be a little bit different, so we decided to do four dates. So not just one day you can shop on a Sunday in Troy, but you can shop on all four Sundays leading up to Christmas. The whole idea is to really just bring people to downtown Troy. You know, there's a lot of great businesses still open on a Sunday, a lot of great restaurants. So we just asked to...
So, of course, you know, the farmer's market, when I go there, I'm looking for my organic eggs and, you know, maybe some lettuce and, you know, peppers. Same stuff on this holiday market, or is this more craft-oriented?
No, actually. So we're trying to do a little bit of both. We only had one farmer. Fortunately, they can no longer do it. So we have a lot of jewelers. We have a lot of soap makers. We have a lot of condiments. We have a lot of prepared food as well. You know, you can sit down and have a little lunch with some fresh pasta. We also have your favorites from the Saturday market, like Primo Botanica chocolate and Good Day Honey.
Mm-hmm. And this is in the atrium at this point of the year?
This is the inside the atrium, yeah. So the atrium was originally built as a shopping mall back in the 70s. So we wanted to kind of create a little pop-up shopping mall.
Yeah, I was going to RPI when the atrium was built.
Oh, yeah.
We were like, what is that big hole in the ground in downtown Troy going to get filled
be? Yeah.
So this is the first year you've been doing it. I assume the farmer's market is going well. And every time I go there, it's mobbed.
Oh, yeah. It's very crowded. Yeah. So if you don't get a chance to check it out on Saturday, which is also in the atrium all year round, inside the atrium from November to April, 9 to 2, you can always check out the holiday market. It's a little different, of course, you know, that you won't find your fresh produce or your fresh eggs, but you might find, you know, a really good brie cheese or really good mustard. There's also a lot of really cool food gift ideas, too, that our vendors have. They're Send Me Waffles, and you can...
I'm sorry, what type of waffles?
Send Me Waffles. So you can pre-order these waffles, and they deliver right to your doorstep. And it's local, so that's pretty cool. And there's also Detox Box, which is a frozen smoothie service. So a lot of people, they're really into the HelloFresh, the Blue Apron. So if you wanted to get something a little quick and local, you can get it right here.
What's the Blue Apron?
Blue Apron, it's like a dinner in a box. You order it online, and it comes to your doorstep, and it's all pre-planned meals.
So if you're like me and you're beginning to think, maybe I should buy some presents for this holiday season, still time to get that to the family if we show up this Sunday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. So we have everything from yarn, bakeries, and jewelry. It starts at 11, so you have time to kind of have a lazy morning and, you know, maybe check out some breakfast spots in downtown Troy, like the Whistling Kettle or Nighthawks.
Nighthawks. My son's friend owns Nighthawks.
Oh, wow. Nice. Very
cool. Another one of the, well, at least my son's one of the Brooklyn refugees.
Oh, yeah.
He still lives in Williamsburg. So I assume that if I wanted to find out, if you listeners wanted to find out who some of the vendors are, you got this someplace posted on a website someplace?
Unfortunately not. So our vendors, So our vendors from Saturday to Sunday, so they differ. So you're not going to find, you know, everyone on Saturday that you love at the Sunday market. A lot of people chose to just do the Victorian Stroll because it's a very busy Sunday for downtown Troy.
What are some of the most unusual vendors?
Unusual. So I would have to say my favorite is the Darn Good Yarn. They take recycled saris and they make them into wrap skirts, or they rewound them to recycled yarn. And they work with a lot of people from India, a lot of fair trade, and they sell their yarn right at the holiday market.
Now, is the holiday market going to become an annual event?
We're trying to. Yeah, in the works.
And how long is the Troy's Farmers Market going on? It really seems to become the premier farmers market in the Capital District.
Yeah, it's been 20 years. This year is our 20th anniversary.
Anything special planned for the 20th anniversary?
Not that I know of, but we have a really nice sale going on until January. We have bags that list 20th anniversary bags.
Now, is the Troy Farmers Market its own organization? Is it part of a larger group? Who actually runs the Troy Farmers Market?
So actually, our board of directors, they run the farmers market, which is, you know, a lot of vendors, a lot of, you know, volunteer, you know, people that want to support the market or are passionate about, you know, the farmers market.
Now, one of the things I noticed at the farmers market is that you usually have some type of entertainment, you know, a couple of people sitting there playing guitars or something, instruments. Is there any special holiday music at the Sunday market?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had, I forgot her name. Her name is Carmen. She's a beautiful singer. She reminded me so much like Natalie Cole. We had Fret and Old Guys. You know, we had for the Victorian show, we had the Troy High Steppers. They were like a little baton group.
Now, have we gotten to the point, does the Troy Farmers Market now have a permanent home?
Permanent home, yes and no. Our permanent home outside is on River Street and throughout the Monument and State Street and Lower River Street.
And even if they redevelop Monument Square, they're going to make sure you guys can still stay out there?
Yeah. Well, we have parking signs. So, but the atrium, you know, as far as we know it, it is, you know, it will be our permanent home. You know, we're looking at other things, but that's not really, you know.
Now, one of the things I used to do, I actually for many years ran a statewide anti-hunger organization. And so we always promoted the use of food stamps, SNAP, at Farmers Market. I'm sure Troy Farmers Market is certified for that.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. So you can take your EBT card, you can bring it over to the info booth. And we, you know, we're basically just like the ATM. So you tell us how much you want, we'll run your card, and we'll give you back the same amount in tokens. Now, any qualified vendor can take them. And also on top of the tokens, every $5 you spend with EBT, you get a $2 Fresh Connect coupon. That, however, that one expires. It's like a little paper coupon. You treat it just like cash. And there is an expiration date on it. It's usually just, you know, the end of the year. So you have a few more weeks if you have them to use them up. And then the tokens never expire. So if you find that you have, you know, $3 left over, you can always keep them for another time.
So if my wife hears that I've been interviewing the Troy's Farmers Market, she's going to ask, did you ask them about the issue of sustainability and how they incorporate that into their practices?
Oh, yeah. So actually, a little thing that we're trying to work on is a no plastic ban, no plastic bags. So we're going to start it out with, you know, no plastic bags January 1st.
That's good.
We're trying to stay ahead of the game.
Albany this week, you know, just restricted plastic straws and plastic utensils.
Awesome.
Upon request now.
Yes. Yeah. So that's another thing that we're trying to do, too, with all of our prepared foods. We're trying to, you know, be a little bit more conscious with, you know, what we're sipping out of and what we're eating out of. You know, of course, we encourage everyone to bring their own, you know, their own bag, their own utensils. But, of course, we'll have, you know, some eco-friendly.
We're almost plastics. Out of time.
Okay.
When there's excess food left over at the Troy's Farmers Market, are you guys donating that to a local emergency food program or the food bank?
We partner with Capital Roots Squash Hunger Program. So we have Lena come in and her partner come in and they go around to all the vendors. They can get pasta and breads and vegetables. And, you know, at the end of the day, someone who has a surplus of a certain item, they can always just donate it to Squash Hunger, and then Squash Hunger will donate it to local food banks.
So we've been talking to Brenna Healy, who is a farmer's market assistant. Special holiday market, Troy's Farmer's Market, this Sunday at the Atrium. What are the hours?
11 to 4.
11 to 4. And if people want more information,
head on over to troymarket.org.
Troymarket.org. All right. And this has been Mark Dunley for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.